Good morning, Kentuckiana. Thanks for joining us on Thankful Thursdays, where we talk about community and home. We shared with you last hour a lot of community events happening. I'll try to go over those at the end of the show again today because it is great fall weather and there's lots to do this weekend, next weekend, and the first weekend in October. So lots of fun stuff. It is also the time where we talk about our asset, which is our home, home sweet home, and talk about how we take care of it. And joining me this morning for this segment is Chris Taylor from Taylor Homes, president of Taylor Homes, and the vice president for Care Heating and Cooling, Kevin Clapp, is with us. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you, Christian?
Good. I'm great. So, this is like perfect timing to have this discussion because I got up this morning and I thought to myself, it's going to be time to turn on that furnace soon. We're in that in-between stage where everybody tries to take advantage of all the beautiful weather and cut down on their heating and cooling bills. But that will only last for so long, and then we will have to kick in those furnaces. So it's a great time to talk about how to be as efficient as possible. I know there are a lot of systems out there that are available for new construction or for people who are replacing furnaces or want to be more environmentally conscious or energy efficient. So we're going to try to run through some of those today so people get a feel for flexibility that's out there and the different choices. Plus, there's some tax credit opportunities out there as well that people may not be aware of. So, Kevin, kick us off and tell us if people are building a home, like with Taylor Homes, or they're in the process of replacing a furnace, what are the options for people, all the way from traditional geothermal? Let's just kind of go through that real quick. On the heating side first, I guess.
I understand. There's a lot of different options out there that all homeowners do not know. Is your traditional is going to be an all-electric system with an electric air handler and a heat pump to a 80% gas furnace with an air conditioner. You have a lot of options on both sides. Even if you do just go with the electric system, you do have higher SEER outdoor heat pumps, and then you also have variable speed indoor air handlers, two-speed outdoor heat pumps, which could save you 30 to 40% on your energy bill. Same thing on your gas side. On your gas side, the difference between an 80 to a 95% two-stage variable, well, from an 80% to a 95, you're picking up 15% efficiency off your LG&E bill just off of the extra usage of breaking down the gas and what's going outside and what's staying in your house. And then with the two-stage variable speed, you have a more quieter operation within the house, better filtration, and just an overall better experience in the house that'll save you another 5 to 8%. And a lot of homeowners on the new construction and on the replacement do not understand these different benefits. According to Energy Star, is 47% of your LG&E bill actually comes from your furnace and your air conditioner.
Oh, wow. People, okay.
Well, a lot of people walk around their house going, turn off that light, turn off this light. You know, we're not
yeah.
cooling the whole neighborhood or heating the whole neighborhood by having a refrigerator open. Your refrigerator accounts, your appliances only account for about 8% of your total LG&E cost. Is your biggest thing is going to be on your HVAC. And then there's tax credits like you were talking about on through LG&E right now is $300 on the 95% efficient equipment.
Oh, really? Okay.
For new construction and replacement. And then on geothermal, the government is still giving you a 30% tax credit with no cap. And you could use that tax credit anywhere from now until the end of 2015.
Oh, okay.
And on geothermal is what you're getting is you're using natural resources of the ground to heat and cool your house. And in the wintertime, it has a reheat generator inside of the geothermal that you're actually able to get heat off of the geothermal to heat your hot water. So you're getting reduced, if not free, hot water in the wintertime, too. So you're getting at least 50% off of your bill, plus your Uncle Sam is giving you 30% off or 30% tax credit back for whatever you spent to put that system into your house.
Regardless of the cost, it's 30% of the overall bill.
Exactly. Let's say
okay.
It's a remodel and a change out, and by the time you put your loops and your geothermal in and everything, let's say a standard system, 95% gas furnace with an air conditioner, everything is 10,000. Geothermal is 15,000. Uncle Sam's pretty much paying your difference back to you. And no matter what anyone tells you, there is no such thing as a gas or an all-electric system that is as efficient or is more efficient than geothermal. A lot of people are told this by other people that say they understand it, but the most efficient geothermal gets up to 32 EER, where a air conditioner is not going to get above a 9.8.
Okay, so yeah, and it sounds like with the tax credit, and it's coming down, it's coming, starting to come down to a cost that might be close in range to a highly efficient, more traditional system.
And it's going to be a lot more comfortable because you have the variable speed and everything that goes with that. And it's one good, and the higher your SEER rating is, even if you don't want to go the geothermal with your standard furnace with the 95%, and then if you have a gas furnace, put in a heat pump, according to Energy Star, a heat pump will save you up to 30 to 35% over a standard gas furnace, because it's called dual fuel application, which a lot of people are getting into. Is that's one good thing that Chris and Taylor Holmes have been putting in their houses for some time now, is higher efficient equipment, so it's not your base 13 SEER, and where you're putting in a standard electric air handler is you're putting in more efficient equipment, which on a new home is just as important as it is on a changeout house.
Yeah. So we're talking with Kevin Clapp from Care Heating and Cooling and Chris Taylor, president of Taylor Homes. Chris, on your all's new construction, what is the expectation, or what is standard for you guys? It sounds like your standard in terms of higher efficiency HVAC is you've got a higher level of a standard than maybe some of the other new construction, and that might be something that people need to look at if they're thinking about building.
Right, right, yeah. I mean, as you know, our homes are Energy Smart qualified, so there's a lot of qualification checks that we have to go through, and one of which is like Kevin said, is our heat pump. We put in a 14.5 SEER minimum heat pump, and that's a much more efficient heat pump. And as he said, the higher the SEER, the more efficient the heat pump is. A 14.5 SEER is obviously more efficient than, say, a 13 SEER,
okay, so
which is more common.
How does that, since we've been talking, we have talked to Energy Smart folks, and I know we've talked about, having the house airtight and all that stuff for energy efficiency as well, but they're also reviewing those systems too, I guess.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. So I was on, Kevin, on your website because you talk about construction and what you do that's different than other contractors when you look at load calculations and customized engineering and all that kind of stuff. So share with us if you're... whether you're building a new home with like Taylor Homes or you're going to change out your system because maybe you've had the same furnace for, 20 plus years now and it's time to make a change. What you guys do or what expectations people should have when they're trying to look for a heating and cooling system, why are these things important in terms of load calculation and having the right engineering to look at the system?
Well, the load calculation on a new house or on a replacement is what it is you're taking what exactly the dimensions of the house is, the windows, the direction it faces, the insulation values. You get that from your builder on the new construction site. On a residential replacement, you're doing a field load calc. The problem is a lot of people in the new construction and also on the replacement is, let's take the new construction side, they're using an old rule of thumb that's been around for about 20 to 25 years, that we will put in 1 ton per every 600 square feet.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
House. And so you have a lot of people that have not been doing load calculations. They never have. They probably never will. They'll say, well, it's an 1,800 square foot house. You need 3 tons of air, 3.5 even. They might even be using an old rule of, some guys will try to be more conservative of 500 square feet. Well, by oversizing your equipment, it's actually costing the homeowner on utilities, and it's also making the air where it's not as cool. Let's take on the air conditioning side and then the furnace. It's not as cool because you're not dehumidifying the air. You're supposed to have 3 air changes per hour throughout the house to pull the humidity out. A lot of people think that an
air conditioner Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, an air conditioner is just designed to put cooling into your house. That's only one aspect. It's also to pull the humidity out. That's why if you put your hand over your air conditioner, you feel heat in the wintertime. That's the humidity pulling out, the suction line pulling out of your house and sending it back outside. Well, same thing with on your furnace. You're using that old rule of thumb, 1,800 square feet, you need a 100,000 BTU furnace. Well, you're oversizing your furnace by 20 to 30,000 BTUs, which is going to cost you about an extra 10 to 20% on your LG&E bill, but at the same time, you're not comfortable. A lot of ladies are more prone to feeling temperature than men are.
Yeah.
And they feel...
It's okay, I understand. Yep, you're right.
In the wintertime, they'll go over to their aunt's or their mom's house for Christmas
right.
dinner, and they'll get there, wear a jacket. They take the jacket off because they're hot. Then they'll put it back on because they're cold. It's the temperature swing because the system is short cycling. It's coming on for 4 to 5 minutes, heating the house, then turning off.
Okay.
The house and turning it off.
We are talking today about home comfort, actually. I mean, I think that's kind of the bottom line. We've been talking with Kevin Clapp, and he is a VP over at CAIR Heating and Cooling. That's CAIR. So if you're looking for him, it's CAIRHVAC.com. And we're also talking with Chris Taylor from Taylor Homes, TaylorHomes.com. You can revisit them as well. We'll share their information on how you can get a hold of them. One of the things that's become abundantly clear to me as we've been talking this morning, Kevin, is just the importance of getting somebody that's a professional that's going to really, you put something on your website that I like, which is really talking about comfort and efficiency. And so the combination of you want something that's highly efficient, but you also need something that's comfortable and understanding all these things in terms of cycling and humidity and all these different things and zoning and what a key part that plays in all that. So I think that one of the takeaways for today for listeners is really getting someone that's going to go through those aspects of it and know those components, not just picking out a furnace that or an AC unit maybe that's too big or too small or isn't zoned or doesn't have the air go through it enough in the household in so many hours. That's going to make a huge difference.
Well, you also want to make sure that you have your system checked on a regular basis, too. A lot of homeowners, they do not even know where their filter is to change it.
Yeah.
Or they haven't even had their system serviced every year. And by cleaning your indoor and your outdoor system is going to save you money on your operation costs, but at the same time, on the life of the system. Most manufacturers estimate that the life of your system will be expanded by about 4 to 5 years by having it regularly checked, because a lot of people just turn on their furnace and say, oh, it's still running. I don't have to worry about it. Well,
right.
If you don't have it checked, well, one day you're going to flip on the thermostat and go, It's not working. Well, guess what? It's 32 degrees out Thanksgiving morning, and you got 20 people coming over, and you don't have a furnace anymore.
Yes. Well, you know, we have an older house, and I actually lost a furnace. We have two furnaces. I lost one a week before Christmas years ago, and I remember that, not because we hadn't had it serviced. It was just old, but I do remember the stress of that. So, yes, it is really important, and this is the time of year right now before it gets super cold and before you got to turn it on. To have everything checked out, have your furnace filters checked. If you're not doing them, checking yourself. And the quality of the filter itself is important as well.
Well, with the cleaning, too, is you're cleaning the mechanical parts within the system, too. Your blower motor, checking your igniter, also checking your heat exchanger. A lot of people, by not having this checked, is your heat exchanger, if there's a crack in it, it gives off carbon monoxide, which we all know is
right.
a toxic fume that you don't see and you don't. It's an odorless at the same time, and especially on systems that are older, you know, 15, 20 years old, it is very common to have a cracked heat exchanger. And if you're not having your system regularly checked, you're putting yourself and your family in danger, while also at the same time not getting the most out of your system because it's clogged and dirty, and it's costing you an extra 7 to 10% on your energy costs in the wintertime.
Yeah, good point. Chris, when you put in these furnaces, you guys work with CARE, and I'm assuming that they come in right at the very beginning to work with the homeowner to make these choices on what kind of, like, I kind of like gas heat. I know it's kind of like versus electric heat. So everybody has these preferences or maybe have their own perceived, you know, just historically have their own concepts of what they think they want. So I'm assuming this is part of that initial process when you guys are meeting and designing the home.
Right, absolutely. I mean, okay. We've been working with Kevin for over a dozen years now, and Kevin's always done a great job for us, and we've got a great business relationship. But, you know, over the years, we've established, you know, several options, you know, depending on the customer's needs and what have you. And our team has taken those options that, you know, Kevin and his team has provided us, and we offer those to our customers through the course of them selecting their home and, you know, what they would like into it, their options and things of that nature. So all those are already preset. Now, occasionally we'll have a special request, and we'll have to, you know, get with Kevin and his team to pick their brain a little bit more. But more so, all those options are already pre-selected, so we can just kind of plug it in as a customer request.
Okay, good point. You have anybody that's doing geothermal heating yet, Chris?
Yeah, we've had some geothermal systems
good.
Put in. I mean, not
that's
necessarily
great.
A lot in this particular market, but we've
right.
definitely had some put in over the years. And I agree with Kevin; they are the most efficient type of system that's out there.
Yeah. Well, I hope as time passes on, we'll be able to see more and more of that. It'll become more cost effective, and we can put more of them in because I know it is efficient and it's an environmental. It's also got huge environmental benefits. So it's good to hear that there's tax credits available and it's coming down in cost. So
right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you all want to find out more information about the folks at CARE Heating and Cooling, you can go out to their website, which is CAIR for CARE. CARE HVAC is the website, carehvac.com. You can also reach them by calling 708-CARE or 708-2247. And they'd be happy to service as well, correct? You
yep,
guys?
Ma'am.
Okay,
yeah.
So whether you've had them installed or not, or you're looking to get a new furnace or system, you can call them and give them a buzz. And that's at carehvac.com. And of course, Taylor Homes is at taylorhomes.com, or you can call them at 1-800-96-TAYLOR. Thanks, guys, for being with me this morning. Great information, perfect timing with the weather getting a little brisker outside.
Thank you.
A little bit nippy out there.
Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, you too.